Hey, so things are really happening right now, and one side is doing some amazingly awful things, and the ostensibly other side, the opposition, is not calling them on it. And it's really bad. I don't know which is worse. I mean, it on the one hand, Trump absolutely made very clear what he was going to do. So it's not like there hasn't been a chance to get prepared for this. It's what the Democrats always do. They get the chance to prepare, and then they show that they did not prepare. You know, a great example of that was the overturning of Roe v. Wade. They couldn't say that they were blindsided by that because the decision leaked before it came out. They had all the time in the world to prepare for it. They got to see exactly what they were going to say. There was no, I mean, imagine if you were a football team, coach of a football team, and somehow you knew for sure what the next play was going to be. Right? I mean, I'm not saying you cheated or you read their signals or anything like that. You just knew what it was going to be. And then they found out you didn't do anything to prepare for it. Well, you'd fucking lose your job for at the least, and you'd never get another job. You'd have a lot of explaining to do, but we don't hold the Democrats to that. Well, I think that the people, voters, citizens, decision makers, would be entitled to expect that if the Republicans were planning to do something really horrible to the people, that the Democrats would talk about it. Well, given that the Democrats aren't saying anything, no, it must be all right. I watch Oliver Willis on Blue Sky. Everybody's on Blue Sky now. There's nothing happening on Threads. As far as I'm concerned, nothing's happening on Twitter. I still check them every so often, but it's really just a big nothing. It's all happening on Blue Sky now, which is kind of tragic, but that's another story. So he's always saying, well, why don't the Democrats ever like take the gloves off and like really act like a political party? And I keep thinking, why doesn't Oliver Willis do that? I do it. Why doesn't everybody fucking do this? And why don't we have a meme machine that carries these messages? I'll give you an example. Okay. And I just posted this. I'm not being quiet about it. So here's an example of the kind of thing Dems could say that would be true and right on the money. Quote, the Republicans are trying to kill you. And the evidence, oh, somebody asks, well, what's the evidence? God, that seems rather extreme. Well, it only seems rather extreme if you hear it out of the mouth of a Democrat. You wouldn't think twice if you heard something like that come out of the mouth of a Republican, right? Because they have said things like that. Do you remember the death panels, that whole idea? It was like a completely made up thing. It's like, it was saying that insurance will sometimes deny you coverage. That isn't something the Democrats did. That's something that insurance does. It's also, if you stop and think about it, is something that medicine has to do. I mean, it's just, you know, Republicans, you're using some very, very strong language for something that is just not like that. There were no death panels. They made the term up. They're really good at that. Well, so somebody said, well, you know, maybe the discussion is, well, the Democrats should be more like the Republicans, right? Well, they shouldn't lie, right? I mean, and I said, no, they don't have to lie, because the things that the Republicans are actually doing right now are heinous. And they're the kinds of things that once done, they will never get undone, not in our lifetimes. So, all right. So you see ads on TV saying that they're coming for your civil rights. Well, that's a very vague thing, isn't it? I mean, you know, it's also they say, well, they're going for the illegals now. Well, that could happen to you. That's also very vague. It's not happening to me. Well, here's something that is happening to you. They are trying to kill you. They are. It's a fact. Look at who they nominated for Health and Human Services. Look at who they nominated for that. Right off the bat, this is a person who wants to stop vaccines. How many, raise your hand if your life was saved by a vaccine in the last 5 years. I'm raising my hand right now. I don't have any, the slightest doubt. Do you remember what it was like before we had a COVID vaccine and then what it was like after? I mean, the vaccine basically killed COVID. It's still around, I know. People are still dying from it. It's true. And some part of it is that it, as it evolves, the virus becomes less lethal because that's how evolution of viruses works. But the truth is that a lot of more people would have died if we didn't have the vaccine. And, you know, I don't know for sure that I would have died, but because I was being super cautious and I could afford to be. I didn't live in a city. Before, by the way, I moved to the country in 2019. It was a really amazing thing. In the spring of 2019, almost exactly a year prior to COVID, I moved from an apartment building in Manhattan. I lived on the 50th floor of an apartment building in Manhattan. And, one-bedroom apartment, had a great view. I loved it. I loved living that high up. I always wanted to do it, and I finally said, I think I can do it. Why don't I just fucking do it? But then after a while, things changed, and I wanted to be in the country. I love the Catskills. I grew up in this area. Not here. I grew up in New York City. But this is where we always went on vacation, where we went on summer holiday. And it's if you've ever been to the Catskills, I hope you get a chance to do it. It's just absolutely beautiful. And, you know, not that the mountains in the West aren't beautiful. They are. Except in the East, the mountains are verdant. And there's just lots of water and things grow and all kinds of wildlife. It's a great place. But it was also a really great decision if you have to weather a pandemic like COVID. I mean, I would have had to ride up if I wanted to go out, that would have meant riding in an elevator and in all likelihood sharing the elevator with somebody. Even if I wasn't sharing an elevator with somebody, I would be sharing the air with other people because that's what it does. It puts people in a very small confined space and they ride up and down. And if they have COVID, they leave their COVID behind and who knows what would happen. That was ground zero for COVID. For the area I lived in, the Upper West Side, was ground zero for COVID for quite some time. This was the area where they had the refrigerator truck, morgue trucks parked on the street. So yeah, it's not just the COVID vaccine. You know, I was vaccinated as a child against all kinds of things. I didn't get polio. I was one of the first people, you know, there were kids in school, not my age, a few years older than me, but basically in grade school, at the same time I was, who were in wheelchairs because of polio. And for the rest of their lives, they were never going to walk again. You know, would you want your children to have that? And then, you know, they've developed vaccines for all kinds of things. But more important, we're now on the verge of possibly another pandemic, the bird flu. It's why the egg prices are so high. I don't know why that didn't come out in the election. Everybody's saying, oh, the egg prices are too high. Yeah, because they had to kill all the fucking chickens because they all got infected with the flu. And we wanted the new flu, the bird flu. And a new flu is deadly. This would have, who knows? And it's still out there. And they're still having to kill whole flocks of chickens. And that's why Trump can't bring the price of eggs down, because there's an economic reason and a social health reason why the prices are going up. Because there aren't as many chickens around to give us the eggs, so they're more scarce and the price goes up. That's just how it works. Well, you know, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is a wild, crazy person who never should be part of a government. And I don't have any idea how he came to be the nominee and what kind of reasoning led to that. I doubt if it was any kind of reasoning at all. It's just, you know, the largesse of Donald Trump. You know, I am a kingmaker. I can make you king. I don't care what anybody else says. You are going to be the guy in charge of the nation's health. So the argument that they're trying to kill you, the answer to that is not only they're trying to kill you, they're trying to kill you in so many ways. It's like they've got it in for you. And this is going to cut across all economic levels, all races, genders, the whole thing. It's going to affect poor people more than rich people, but rich people will not be immune from this. Healthcare is a system that we all depend on. And trust me, as you know, if you're young, you may not know this. I didn't know this when I was young. I didn't understand how this works. But as you get older, you become more and more reliant on the healthcare system. And it just is that way. It doesn't matter how much money you have. It's just is the way it works. It's how we die. And the healthcare system is very largely designed to prevent us from dying. If you undermine the healthcare system, as the Republicans are doing right now, what you're doing is you're killing people. Well, is that a hard story to tell? Can you get on to CNN and tell that story? Still, could you get on? I mean, a few weeks ago, you could have gotten on to say that. Could you still get on to say that? I don't know. But you have to fucking try. And we still have the internet. We still have social networks. We still have ways to communicate. You know, you could say that if this was all happening 30, 40 years ago, that we would all be powerless here. But we have never been so empowered. We have the ability to be in media. We are in media, every goddamn one of us. If we decide to do something, we can do it. We are not completely powerless. So the minute you feel powerless, you have to tell yourself, well, I'm not powerless yet. I still have some power. So start with that. The Republicans are trying to kill you. If you don't believe me, here's the evidence. I mean, if you're an influencer, do a fucking podcast about this. Get on the line and tell people. Get on the air and tell people what is actually happening. As I said earlier, if they don't hear from us, and I mean, you see, this is the thing when I say let's make a new Democratic Party, people misunderstand what I'm saying. I'm not saying let's create a new entity called the Democratic Party. Let's take over the Democratic Party. We are the Democratic Party for crying out loud. The people that refuse to get up and say the truth about this and ring the alarms. If we don't like what they're doing, we do it ourselves. Why do we have to wait? We don't have to wait for anything. I don't know how people got to be so lame about this stuff. You do not have to wait. You can go right now. There's nothing holding us back yet on this. So just bear that in mind. The title of this podcast is going to be that. The Repubs are trying to kill you. Let's go.